Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a medical records for a independent medical evaluation. It's November 28th, 2023. Dictating is Dr. Shelley Epstein, 222 East Main Street, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Claimant Claudio Mancini, M-A-N-C-I-N-I. Claim number 3490241-1. Genex number N11Y2S. Date of injury 04-2022. DOE 11-28-23. WCB number G3089584. The following records were reviewed for this independent medical evaluation. Roman numeral 1, claim documents, accident report 4-2022. Roman numeral 2, Roman numeral 2, current medical records, A, C-4, and C-4.2, multiple paperwork dated from 4-2022 through to okay, so I said it's through to I'm just finding the last date of those. Okay, put 6-9-22. B, office visits spanning 5-2-22 to 10-25-23. A, B, C, a notice of case assembly dated 5-4-22. A, B, C, okay, D, NYPAR, dated May 12th, 22 through 11-8, 23. 5, medical treatment guideline confirmation. As well as notice of decisions, work status, and proposed conciliation decisions. Dated 5/20/22 through 8/9/22. F, EMG, NCS, dated 5/23/22. G, OC 400, dated 6/15/22. 8, independent medical evaluation, orthopedic surgery, dated 9/7/22. 9, remaining RRT, dated 9/16/22. An MRI dated 10/18/22. 10, administrative decision. 11/2/22. 12, psychological evaluation dated 4/20/23. With questionnaire dated 4/20/23. And psychological evaluation completed 4/22/22. Procedure note dated 6/7/23. That was 11. 12. You are dated 11/8/23. New paragraph, Claudio. Actually, call this the evaluation. Independent medical evaluation. Claudio Mancini. Stated, quote, I try to be positive, but I'm hurting. It's scary, unquote. Claudio Marcini is a 60-year-old male who rents a room in a house for the last 5 months. Hasn't been working since 4/20/22. Prior to that, he was in the restaurant business and most recently was in a nursing home setting, working full-time for 2.5 years. He was working 11-hour days on a 15-person team. One day he awakened and had trouble standing due to low back pain. Went to see his family doctor, who referred him to a specialist. He was treated with gabapentin, 300 milligrams at bedtime, and surgery has been recommended by two surgeons. He reports constant daily pain, as well as depression and anxiety secondary to his suffering. Past psychiatric history, his right shoulder surgery in 2000. and testicular surgery at the age of 5. He sees a psychologist for 30 minutes every 1 to 2 weeks, and finding it helpful. No history of suicide attempts or psychiatric admissions, past medical history, no known drug allergies. States he meditates for calmness. He has a triple herniated discs. Is on gabapentin and meloxicam. He denies family psychiatric history, denies family substance abuse. His current training program consists of seeing his psychologist, Dr. Kajal, S-O-J-A-L. He goes to chiropractor 3 times a week and finds his hat back is better. But he is sad on a daily basis and has no relatives or family support in this area. However, does seem to have some tight friends who have been trying to help him. He recently had his front teeth replaced, but states, quote, I'm alone, I'm scared, unquote. On mental status exam, he looks younger than his stated age. He does have gray hair. Speech is fluent, good eye contact. Mood is slightly sad. He denies 11 to suicidal ideation. He denies homicidal ideation. He denies auditory visual hallucinations. He denies paranoia. Has some pleasure in enjoying the day. He has decreased concentration, decreased sleep. Has lost several pounds. Decreased appetite. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. He does have a friend who's expressed some suicidal ideation, and he states he would never do that to people he is renting his rented room from. He came to his country in 1963 from Italy. His parents are deceased. He has no children. He has one brother who lives in Italy. Close to the Spanish family and socializes with them at times. He does say that at times he has very deep tears. My impression is that he does meet criteria for adjustment disorder with anxiety and depression. I believe the psychiatric diagnosis is directly related to the work injury of 4/20/22, at which time his life completely changed. He can sometimes go for short walks, but otherwise is limited and has no one to help care for him should he have more surgery. Two, if related, what, if any, treatment plan for psychiatry he should continue psychological sessions for 30 minutes on a weekly basis for the next 6 months. If his mood has not improved at that time, I consider a trial of a medicine such as duloxetine, which perhaps could help pain as well. He also may benefit from bupropion. Three, the degree of disability for psychiatry, if it is related. Those psychiatric diagnoses are 100% secondary to the psychiatric stress, and this time he's 100% disabled. He does not have any history of prior bouts of anxiety or depression or a prior treatment. I hereby certify that, I recommend treatment for the next 6 months on a weekly for 30 minutes for CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call. I hereby certify this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, and no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion. The information contained within this document was prepared and reviewed by me as the work product of the undersigned and is true. It's true to the best of my knowledge and information. I further affirm that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Okay, I'm just making sure that I've addressed all the questions. Okay. Okay, I'm going to sign off now.